I have felt confused and disappointed for the last 3 weeks. When I wrote the three-part series on how to clear the air with I feel statements, and when I did not get any comments from readers. Because I feel like this method offers so much value, yet your collective silence made me wonder whether it's just not helpful or interesting. And because I want to offer you value, but your silence made me feel like I'm shooting into the darkness. So that was a recap of the last 3 weeks of Read to Lead, and it is also an invitation for you to offer feedback on that series on clearing the air, and or what you would like to read about in future posts. Here are some topics that I've been thinking about, but I'd love to hear where your pain, your ambivalence, your curiosity, or your hope are. So please look back or look forward, or use the new buttons at the bottom of the blog to signal your reaction, and help me help you to lead with your best self. Some possible topics I've been considering. Here's 7. 1. A holiday reading list of classics and or recent good books on leading. 2. A mini review of good leadership-oriented books I've been reading. 3. More on LX2 or Leading by 2. 4. Thoughts on leading as American citizens in this unsettling time. 5. Thoughts on leading styles through the lens of Myers-Briggs. 6. Thoughts on leading styles through the lens of Daniel Goleman and the Hay Group. You might know those styles as pace setter, visionary, affiliative, coaching, democratic, and coercive or directive. And finally, 7, leadership thoughts on the cultural gender gap that sometimes seems like it's pulling our companies and our politics apart. I would feel great and gain focus if you would share feedback, because your opinions matter greatly to me.